Fasten your championship belts, because this podcast is unprofessional. Welcome to your weekly home for wrestling reviews, discussion, predictions, and more. This is Unprofessional Wrestling. Here are your hosts, Schwartz, George, and Travis.
Well, guess what, everybody? We're finally back. Welcome to the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Also, if you've never joined us before here on YouTube, we are live streaming right now. Welcome for the first time to my basement. We're in a different setting. We're in a different part of the basement. And I am joined by my two excellent, amazing co-hosts. We got George over here. George, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm great, man. And over here we got Schwartz live via satellite, brother. How are you?
Living color.
Live and in living color. Great band. Me and my wife, my gorgeous new wife, we walked out to Cult of Personality for our wedding reception to nobody's surprise. And it wasn't even my idea. It was hers. I just want to make that very well known right off the bat. So we have been on a bit of a hiatus since August. We did a SummerSlam preview show beforehand. We live streamed that, and that was a lot of fun. We had Nick, the clueless guest.
Wild guest.
Yes, very.
talked about. I don't even want to say it. It was weird. But great times there, and I'm not 100% sure if we're live on YouTube right now. It's always something. You think everything is amazing, and then sometimes it's just not. It says we have 3 viewers. If anybody's in the chat, please let us know that we're here. Oh, there, I can see we're here. Okay. All right, that's my fault. That's probably my fault. Anyways, before we get going too far, we need to make things official, and you've probably seen, you probably haven't. If you've seen our show before, we've started a few shows with GIFs.
Oh, God.
So here's, that hit him in the face. Here's George's Christmas present.
How do you open it?
You take the paper off, stupid.
Oh, okay.
We have Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast t-shirts.
I'm gonna wear it like this rest of the night.
That I had made for us.
Ugh. Right on. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Did you show them the back?
I did not.
Show the camera the back of the shirt. We got the full logo on the back. And then we got our like 4 letters or whatever for the acronym on the front. Yeah. So... awesome.
Well, thank you.
We are officially official in our new swag.
We have a brand.
We do have a brand. In this time off, we've been spending some time having discussions, figuring out ways to deliver more content than what we did previously. So hopefully everybody sticks around and we can, we can keep the content rolling and make something out of this channel. So we're very excited to be back. What the hell have you guys been up to since August?
George, want to go first or you want me to go? I'm sure you've had more entertaining life than me.
Well,
no, you go ahead, George. Well, let's hear your life.
I got to be in this young man's wedding.
He did.
It's very nice. I thought I was going to die at one point. Well, a couple times.
What?
Nothing. Too much alcohol. Got to drive a monster truck for the first time. That was pretty cool.
Mm. Not many people say they've done that.
Especially at a wedding.
Well, let alone anywhere.
Other than that, my life is not very exciting. Go to work, spend time with the kid. That's about it.
That's depressing.
I know.
All right, Schwartz. I know you were in the process. Well, no, I guess by August you were pretty well settled into your house for the most part. So how's the new house there in Tiffany Stratton's hometown?
Still have been looking for Tiffany whenever she comes. Still haven't found her, but
Ludwig probably knows when that happens, but anyways.
Probably.
That was terrible. No, I'm so sorry.
Just, I don't want to fight him, okay?
I wouldn't.
No, I've been just dealing with the ups and downs of new home ownership and hate it and love it at the same time and just along for the ride. Like George, I'm not really that exciting. But yeah, not all of us get to do, you know, life-altering events like you. So
yeah,
I'd love to hear your life-altering event.
Well, as George mentioned, I got married. And actually, I think it was the week before that. The three of us, as well as Opie, who will be on the show at some point, we went to Monday Night Raw. It was the go-home Raw before SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great time. I got really drunk, and I spent way too much money on alcohol because the drinks were like $16 a piece, and I just kept going back upstairs to get more. I was fucking feeling it, man.
I'm pretty sure you bought me like three of them.
Oh, yeah. I think I spent a total of $170-$180 bucks on drinks just that night at Raw.
Jesus.
You know, and that's minus like the, you know, the other drinks. Yeah, sorry about my notification noises. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
It's always something.
It's always something.
How special was that day of yours, Trev?
Very. You know, it doesn't get any better than getting the opportunity to marry your best friend. It had been almost 2 years we were engaged. We did have a monster truck at the wedding. The guys in the party got to drive it. Yeah, I mean, we had a great time. We walked out to CM Punk's theme song. What are you pointing at?
What's that new piece of hardware you got there?
Oh, there's a video I'll have to share on the channel. As you can see, so we have George's Undisputed title. We have my World Heavyweight that you fuckers got me for my birthday last year.
And your wife.
And my wife, yes. Jesus. She's a part of you guys. And then over here is the World Tag Team Championship belt. During my best man speech, all of a sudden John Cena's theme song drops and out runs Shorts doing the John Cena entrance with this belt, and he presented it to Kelly and I as the new World Tag Team Champions.
Now you have to fight other couples.
Yeah. I was very surprised. And I had no idea that was coming. So that was really cool. Good on you guys coordinating that with the DJ. That was fun. And the wedding was an absolute blast. Best night of my life. Just hanging out with my wife and my friends and having a good time. So,
it was a blast.
Yeah. No complaints whatsoever, obviously.
Not a button undone.
Yeah. Somebody had their shirt ripped off, Shorts, because they were hammered.
There's probably pictures that'll float around, probably on Twitter. Who knows?
Yeah. So, all in all, I mean, I guess that's kind of all the big things. Shorts and I attended, WrestlePalooza at First Avenue in Minneapolis, a very famous music venue where Prince got started, as well as many other big-time artists.
Macklemore, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a great time. That's a fun one that we try to hit every year as long as we can. Very enjoyable. So we've gotten to go to a couple wrestling shows. And real quick, before we get into kind of the meat and potatoes of everything, I do need to inform everybody, we have our first ever interview happening next week. Oh, we got Tanner Postel in the YouTube comments. What's up, Tanner? Tanner was also shirtless at my wedding and hammered. And I've never been to a wedding with that guy where he hasn't been shirtless. And I love him. So anyways, real quick, need to shout out. Like I said, we are doing our first ever interview next Tuesday, right here on YouTube, live streaming. We are talking to the human monster truck, Perry Von Vicious. Perry is an independent wrestler in the Northeast. He's been doing this a while. He has wrestled in Japan, and I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited to talk to him, not just to talk to a professional wrestler for the first time, but to also talk about his awesome gimmick, the human monster truck. So we're going to be digesting a lot of Perry content here in the next week, getting ready to interview him. Very, very excited for that, to talk about wrestling as well as monster trucks.
That's all you. Me and Schwartz are going to play cards together.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
I'll ask him a lot of wrestling questions. I probably won't ever ask him about monster truck stuff.
Fair enough. So, so that's what we got going on, guys. So we're very excited about that. We're going to be pushing that a lot through the next week. That's just part of the different type of content that we're going to try to bring as the revival of the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast progresses. So with that, there's been a lot of wrestling stuff that's obviously happened since we were here in August, right?
So much.
Like
a year's worth, essentially.
We went through a couple of the major PLEs, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, et cetera, et cetera. I guess one of the first things I want to touch on here is Netflix. So I recall when we first reported, when we were regularly live streaming here, that Netflix was going to start carrying Raw, and it was a huge deal. So of course, I believe it was the first Monday of the new year or second Monday of the new year.
It was the first.
We saw the premiere of Raw on Netflix. So what do we think about Raw on Netflix so far? Positives, negatives, I guess what major changes have come from that, et cetera, et cetera. Shorts?
I think the best thing so far that's happened is the whole accessibility of it. That's way, way better. I mean, I know people in the U.S. get a little bit, I would say not a little bit, a lot of it less than what the people over outside of the U.S. get, like NXT, SmackDown, PLEs on theirs, but there's a way around it. But yeah, no, I like the revamp of the whole stage, the look, the colors. That's pretty much my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
I like how they were using the drone the first couple episodes.
They've still been doing it.
And then the new announce table is badass. It doesn't look like anyone can go through it, though.
It is cool. Oh, people have, though.
When Pat stands on it, it scares me every time when he eats on it.
That's right.
You even had Michael Cole standing on it the other day eating.
One thing I will say, so Raw on Netflix, I think it's been great. Like you said, it's very accessible. It's in a lot more countries. So there's a lot more potential viewers. And hopefully, you know, the amount of viewers they get just grows and grows. I know like India, I don't think has Netflix yet or Raw on Netflix yet. And I know India is like a huge market for them. So hopefully, I think that's going to be available pretty soon here that India will be able to get on that. So that'll be a big boost for them. I will say that I canceled my YouTube TV as of today. And ooh. I installed this is not an ad because nobody watches us. I installed the NordVPN app on my Apple TV. I think it's like $10 a month. And when I go into the NordVPN app on my Apple TV, I connect to like somewhere in Canada. I get Raw, NXT, SmackDown, PLEs, all on Netflix. And it is awesome. I got Tanner saying no audio for Trav. And why would that be? Shorts, give me a little what up.
Yo, yo, yo. This is your crime fight. No, I'm just kidding. I do crime time. I don't remember the whole thing. Do you hear me, Dad?
All right, Tanner, how about now? Give it to us straight. How's it looking now?
Sexy.
All right. Well, anyways, while we're waiting for conversation or for confirmation, let us know how he sounds, if he's back, whatever the case may be. Raw Netflix has been huge. It's been really cool to enjoy the PLEs and all that. Absolutely no problems there. So I guess outside of that, Tanner says we're good. Hopefully the voice quality is good. Let us know if there's anything else going on. Of course, whenever you think you have everything figured out, you don't. And that's But we're getting back rolling here. The biggest thing that's going to help us out is I got a new MacBook Pro that handles everything way better than what my previous MacBook did. So we're rocking and rolling here. But anyways,
maybe let's plug Apple for a little bit. Maybe they'll get us free ads.
Yeah, we all get free MacBooks and watches and shit. That'd be cool. So anyways, of course, the last show we did was our SummerSlam preview show. And I believe at the end of SummerSlam, we saw Roman Reigns come out for the first time since he lost the title to Cody at Mania. And of course, we've seen this this progression of Roman Reigns trying to take back the Ulafala from Solo Sikoa and the new bloodline. So how do we feel about how that all shook out and where Roman goes from here?
Storytelling at best, for one.
Mm.
Do I want to see Roman with the title back right away or kind of like work his way up? Yeah. But with Elimination Chamber coming up and him not being in the match, I don't see it happening.
I have a little theory that they're gonna get Cody right through Mania, and then right after that, they're gonna take it off him and get it to Roman again. I don't know if I'm mentally okay yet with Roman having another reign. Whether it's after whether it's after WrestleMania or him being a part, like how is he going to be part of Mania? Where's his path? What's going on? What would be the best thing for him right now?
Probably Roman and Seth.
I was surprised at how quickly Roman took Solo down. I mean, I don't know. I think that, and I guess it wasn't quick. Like, he's obviously been involved with the bloodline ever since he came back. I didn't think the Raw on Netflix was the right place to end it, I guess. I would have tried to carry that through WrestleMania because ever since that, since Roman took Solo out, I mean, we'll get into Solo because he returned this past Friday, but I mean, it hasn't really gone anywhere. Roman hasn't done anything, really, for the most part.
Other than the Rumble.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, they put him in an injury angle right off the bat. And so there's a couple theories. Seth is obviously one of them. Seth curb-stomped Roman. So it seems obvious to me that we're going towards Seth and Roman. And there might be another element added in there. We'll see where that goes. Punk. But yeah, it could be Punk. It very well could be. It could be all three, and I hope it's not. I'll explain why once we get into Elimination Chamber.
It's because he wanted to win.
I mean, I'll get there. We're gonna go into what we know about Elimination Chamber so far, and we'll get there. I did think Punk should have won the Rumble. I thought that made the most sense. I don't feel like Jay has enough behind him right now. I think Punk would have been the bigger story. And I know I'm a Punk mark, but that's not why I thought he would have made the most sense for the Rumble.
I couldn't right. agree with you anymore. I wanted CM Punk to win.
I didn't. To be honest, I actually thought, and I wanted John Cena to win. Not even because I'm a mark for him. It's just, I actually had a feeling that he was going to insert himself in the Elimination Chamber, which just like takes away from someone else. Like, he gets another chance. So yeah. Like, why not build? Because you can build with John Cena. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause at least
one final.
Yeah. Cause at least if Cena won Rumble, then at least he earned his spot at Mania. Boom. And I guess Elimination Chamber, he would earn that spot too, but everybody else has had to earn their way in the chamber. Cena didn't. Punk was very vocal about that in an interview, and yes, make it make sense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my little theory.
So outside of that, in our time we've been gone, we've had some great feuds. I'm going to guess yours, as well as my favorite feud, has been Punk and Drew. because this goes all the way from Royal Rumble up until that Hell in a Cell match. And I mean, I think there's still little elements here or there where they cross paths, and they're going to, you know, as they hunt to climb up the ladder. You know, the ladder at the base is wide and it gets much thinner. You get much closer to the person on the other side as you climb up, right? I feel very smart for coming up with that analogy just now, by the way.
It's called the pyramid.
Yeah. And Punk wasn't on TV for most of that feud because of the injury, but because of the injury that was caused by Drew. And all of the promos and all the heat they had behind it and the culmination of that Hell in a Cell match, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Easily my favorite feud for 2024, no question.
I agree. Like, that was top notch. Like, each match was like, it was a different angle every match. And with that Hell in a Cell, like, it just topped everything off. Best way to end it. Yeah, like you said, you're still getting like bits and pieces of them crossing paths, but I'm all for it.
I think my favorite feud was Andrade versus Carmelo.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that was, I don't even call that a feud. I feel like that was just some fluff in the show.
Just a match every week.
Yeah, same match. How can we spice it up? But no, I liked the Drew and Punk. It seems very real, especially with the, you know, the bracelets. Did he do anything to his dog?
No.
Okay. I thought there was a little.
He probably called it ugly or something, which, I mean, honestly, is fair.
It is. What is it? What's it? Larry?
Larry's
Larry. Ugly. Larry.
Correct. Larry.
Ugly dog.
I did like it when Punk made Drew break character, though. The whole who chose you, the chosen one. Drew was sitting on the table.
Oh yeah, referencing Vince.
Yep. Hey, hey, hey.
There was some absolute.
We don't say that name.
Oh, got him. Yeah, fuck.
We're canceled.
I forgot the rules already. Damn it. Jeez. I'm so
not
sorry.
Even one podcast back. Come on,
you guys. It's our first time back. Technical bugs and personal bugs. You know what I mean?
And like, ladybugs.
Oh, yeah. I saw a ladybug. That's true. Somewhere, you still see it?
It's somewhere over here.
Did you name it?
Do you want to look at my ceiling?
Are you going to name it Brock Lesnar?
Edgar.
Oh, my God. Dude, come on. That's another one. He was just named.
Well, okay. But to be fair, it didn't say in these like new things he did something wrong. They just said, oh, text messages were sent to him or whatever. We don't need to get into it, but
I finally named him.
Yes, but it didn't say he did anything wrong in those updates. It didn't, technically.
But then you can still go, hey, it was referenced that there was a specific UFC champion that was in the,
I mean, CM Punk. Oh no, CM Punk wasn't a champion though.
CM Punk was definitely not a UFC champion. Holy shit.
He is not even close.
That was bad. That was really, really.
Daniel Pewter.
That was really, really bad. Anyways. What?
No.
Daniel Pewter?
Daniel Pewter's still alive.
Yes. He runs a fucking like training camp now.
Oh.
I thought Kurt Angle broke his arm and he died.
No, that was Hardcore Holly.
What?
Hardcore Holly hated Daniel Pewter.
Yeah.
That's who I'm...
What does that have to do with somebody dying?
Nothing. Carry on.
So, George, any New Year's resolutions that you've had?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so... Okay, anyways, outside of that... yeah, we talked about feuds we've been... Oh, yeah, so we're going to get into more of this because this is still going. Kevin versus everyone, and I want to start by saying... I love this because Kevin has been spot on correct about every single thing he has said. Look at what Roman did to you. Look at what Roman did to all of us. Why are you guys trying to help him? Fuck you for helping him because you're turning your back on me to help him. By helping him, you're turning your back on me. It makes so much sense. You know, look at, obviously you got Sammy, you got Jay. Jimmy went back with him. I mean,
Randy.
Randy. Oh my God. Yes. I mean, Kevin Owens Cody. Is, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kevin Owens took Randy out. We haven't seen Randy since then. We're at a point now where it's, things are really escalating with Sammy. Like I said, everything Kevin has said is making sense. And that is going to be the catalyst of a Cody heel turn. I'm not saying it's happening anytime soon, but
I just, do you, can you make it make sense though? Can you be like, hey,
how does that not make sense?
I mean,
it makes sense.
I just don't think it's going to, I don't think it's going to happen.
If it,
I don't think Cody's going
to. Okay. But wouldn't it make sense if it did?
Are we going to get Cody with the black hair?
Are you stupid?
I'm not stupid. No, it's Kevin Owens is just going to run rampant. And then
Cody's going to. Yeah, but Cody made peace with Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there's much of peace. It was more of a, hey, you know, you can have a title shot in the future if you tag with me.
I mean, now there's a respect, but why? Because look at everything that Roman did, and Cody is just, after going through this hated feud with Roman, now all of a sudden he's like, okay, we're cool.
I feel like, yes.
And then Cody's going to turn heel, and Kevin Owens is going to be like, see, fuckers, I told you this was going to happen. I told you Roman's not a good guy, and I told you that, it, you know what I mean? How does this not make sense?
I don't know. Sorry, it's just trying to mimic your finger.
Son of a bitch.
Close.
No, it doesn't. I just don't think it's going to be a. I don't think Kevin's going to be the catalyst for Cody. I think something different is going to happen, and we'll see a heel Cody somehow. But I just don't see Kevin being that person, because Kevin's just going to get absolutely stomped by Sammy, and then. Where's Kevin? Kevin's just going to float off into the oblivion, just like John Cena.
Man.
I don't know. You got to sell me on that. I just don't see it.
Everything Kevin has said is definitely correct. And I'm on Kevin Owens' side. I really am.
Mm.
And I think the best heels are honest. And that's what makes a heel believable. And that's what's happening here. And I think
it's... Consider Drew one? A heel?
Well, yeah, obviously heel, but not in the same way that Kevin is. Because a lot of times Drew is just being whiny and selfish.
But there's a lot of truth in the stuff that he says.
Though. Yeah, some of it, sure. But it's the way he goes about it is a lot different.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I got, man. I don't know. That's what I got.
I got you.
So other than that, the Cena retirement tour. So Cena came out on a PLE last year announcing his retirement tour for 2025, and it's been rumored/reported he was going to do like 35 dates or something along those lines. So we have seen so far
one
match.
I think most.
Just the Rumble.
Just the Rumble was the only match.
Didn't he come out and is it appearances or matches?
Probably appearances. I'm sure he's going to be doing a lot of live shows and whatnot too. I don't know if you know, those are included in that possible number.
Right. Didn't he do an appearance before the Rumble?
Raw on Netflix, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's two.
And then we didn't see him. That's when he declared for the Rumble, I believe. And then we didn't see him until the Rumble, and we haven't seen him since the Rumble.
Right.
So what do we see as, what are the some things you expect to see from the John Cena retirement tour? What are some things you expect to see in the John Cena retirement tour?
Like, who do you want him, like, the face of the matter, like, what... PLE or just in general?
Just in general. Like, who do you, what do you think are going to be his bigger feuds matches? What do you think he's going to break the record?
That's a tough one. Like, I kind of want him to. People that I want to see him wrestle probably would be like Logan Paul for one. Just beat the shit out of him. I'd like to see like the older feud to kind of pick back up, like with the Miz and CM Punk. And
what if they bring Dolph Ziggler back from TNA?
One thing that I am possibly expecting is Cena versus Joe Hendry for the TNA championship.
Because he said it.
And Joe Hendry said that he had a conversation with Cena about it. Joe Hendry fully expects it's going to happen, and maybe he's just trying to manifest it. But how fucking cool would that be? John Cena in a TNA ring wrestling for the TNA championship.
I was going to say, what if he wins the TNA championship? What the hell would happen? My mind would just go.
That wouldn't be considered 17, would it?
Probably not, because it's not WWE.
But is Ric Flair, is any of his considered with NWA?
Yeah.
So then, isn't that the same?
No, because, I mean, in a sense, WWE kind of absorbed the TNA championship in a way.
So wouldn't that work?
No, because TNA is still a separate company.
But if they absorbed it.
But they didn't.
Like your words. You just said they did.
No, I said they absorbed like the NWA championship in a sense, not the TNA.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you said TNA championship.
If I did, I fucked up and I apologize. Sorry.
So I don't know.
So I don't know. I guess outside of that, I do think he gets 17. I hope it's not at Mania.
He's going to lose the chamber, and then just because he can, he's going to be like, hey, I'm going to be in the main event.
Nope. I think he wins the chamber.
Do you think somebody else other than Cena makes sense to win the chamber? Yes or no?
I mean, they have, do you see, you know, the guys that are in the chamber, sense for all of them?
Potentially.
Honestly, I was hoping for freaking Jacob Fatu. That would have been way wild. I would have loved it.
So, gosh, what else? What else is there at hand? I mean, he's going to be putting a lot of young guys over, obviously. I mean, and that's kind of what he's always done since he stopped full-time. They need to give Cena wins. When was the last time Cena won a match?
In like over 3,000 days.
Wasn't it the tag team?
A lot of people bitch about CM Punk coming back, and he's like, oh, he should be putting talent over. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but you need to make him credible again first. You know what I mean? Like, you need to make it look like he's a threat, and then those up-and-comers getting that win is going to mean a lot more, in my mind.
Yeah. Do you think he loses the chamber, and then he's like, I got to be in Mania, and then he just finds an opponent and then puts him over at Mania?
I mean, I kind of feel like that's almost what happened with Undertaker. He's like, oh, I don't have a WrestleMania match. I don't have a Mania match. And then he was in the crowd, and then all of a sudden Taker appeared, and Taker beat his ass. So that sounds like kind of the same thing to me. You know what I mean? I don't hate the idea. I would like it to be something different, but I think having Cena in a match for Mania, and it's like, oh, John Cena's last WrestleMania match. Like, they're obviously, like, they need to advertise the shit out of that, and they need to make it like a really big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Ethan Page, Logan says Ethan Page somewhere in there would be cool too.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that 1,000%.
Wouldn't be opposed to him putting over an NXT talent like Trick Williams or something like that. But yep. It just doesn't make sense for him to fight him though.
Yep. What do you guys think is Cena's last match in December?
Ugh. Who does he have history with?
Randy Orton, CM Punk.
I got to go with Orton.
I like Orton.
That is a pretty wild feud. He kicked his dad.
He just got censored.
Yeah, you like the last word you said just got cut off.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, Randy kicked John Cena's dad in the head, so it kind of means something.
Logan said he thinks Ethan Page gets called up after Mania. Yeah, I could see that. I think... he needs to stay in NXT for a while personally, and it's not because of him. It's because the men's roster on NXT blows right now. But
They're going to get Aleister Black here pretty soon. Don't worry.
I hope so. Man, yeah. I was really pulling for him for Mania. So anyways, I guess to wrap up, Cena, I guess, yeah, I'd like to see him get 17. I'd like him to do something with TNA, and I would hope that's something he would want to do just because it's something different.
Has Cena won the Intercontinental Championship?
I don't believe so.
I got to look it up. John Cena, Inter.
I don't think he has.
I think it's just been the U.S. belt.
Yeah.
He has never won the Intercontinental Championship. So
what if he does that at Mania?
By that standard, he has not a Grand Slam champion, which is kind of crazy. Now, I'm not sure if he needs another championship other than that.
Miz, double Grand Slam championship
mm-hmm.
or champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all in all, I guess that's kind of what we think about Cena's retirement tour, right?
New prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know. I just know I'm going to be watching it very closely and speculating a lot.
Hoping that you can see him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Outside of that.
Are you going to get his wrestling action figure? Did you see it?
No, but I'll buy it.
It's
the invisible one?
Yeah, it's a clear one.
I love that. So, speaking of TNA, we have this TNA partnership, which has done some cool stuff. Jordynne Grace, as of last week at Vengeance Day, is officially a part of the WWE roster. What are you thinking?
She's built like a fucking tank.
Yes, I think it's a great pickup.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just wondering, was there anybody else that was a flip over like that?
Not yet. I don't think.
I know we just saw, I don't know if you guys watched it all, but Fandango came back.
Yep. JDC. Is that what he's called now? Yeah. That was the first night where I like used the VPN on Netflix and I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to pull up NXT. And the first thing that popped up was Fandango's music. I'm like, what the hell?
Older episode.
Yeah. Like, oh shit. Did I accidentally pull up an episode from 2012? Probably wasn't that long ago, but yeah. So that was surprising. And yeah, we've gotten some cool things. Like we've seen the Rascals in NXT. We just saw Fraxium. Is that what they call themselves now?
Yeah.
We just saw them on TNA, I think, in the last couple weeks. So there's some cool stuff. I mean, we saw, obviously, Saya's name, and he appears. He was at the Royal Rumble. So the TNA partnership has been really cool so far. I unfortunately do not get access, so I can't watch the new episodes of TNA as they come out, but if I find a way to watch them regularly, I definitely will. And I've been getting more into NXT for sure, and their women's division right now is on fire. So like Julia and Stephanie Vaquer, they've been awesome to watch, and they have a bunch of great talent like Sol Ruka and Kalani Jordan, Cora Jade. Right now, Roxanne Perez is probably going to be called up here pretty soon, fully. Yeah. Logan says, Grace and Ripley has to happen. I don't know how with both basically being baby faces right now, but that one has crazy potential, and I agree. That'd be a bomb feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you can you can sell two baby faces for a title, but you can't. I don't think you can really sell. I don't think WWE is sold to heels. So that one's easier.
I mean, not in like big matches, but like, you know, to qualify for certain things or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's totally doable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think it's hard to push it as actual competition if you don't do that sometimes.
Right.
So, I guess all in all, let's get into a regular kind of weekly thing here, boys. So let's go over SmackDown a little bit. We'll kind of hit the high points of SmackDown. So SmackDown, we got started with Cody coming out talking about the Elimination Chamber, who's going to challenge him, whatever the case may be. Drew comes out, talks some smack. Jacob Fatu comes out, same deal. As that's happening, backstage shot, who gets out of a car? Solo Sikoa. We see Solo for the first time since Roman beat him for the Ulafala on the first Raw of the year. That was kind of a big surprise. Cody says something along the lines of, oh, I'm going to go talk to Solo. And Jacob's, nope, I'm going to go talk to Solo. Later on, sorry.
You get the first word, but I'm going to get the last.
That's what he said. And then later on, we see Fatu. He finds Solo in the back. And Solo basically gives him the rundown of, I let you down. I lost the Ulafala, but I'm back. And we're going to bring the championship back to the family. And he tells Jacob Fatu, I love you,
Jacob. That's what he said.
That's what he said. Logan says, when do you think Jacob turns on Solo? Man.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Mania, maybe. I guess we'll see where Jacob Fatu falls on that card, and then we'll kind of go from there. But
I don't think... It's going to be a Solo match, and then he's going to look at Jacob. Jacob's just going to not be there.
I can't help but think we got to have a lot more layers to this Bloodline story, because I feel like it's been built up and built up, and I feel like it's just been a lackluster... I don't want to say ending, but man, did it lose steam. As soon as Roman put Solo down, it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah. So, and then you lose both the Tonga, or Tongaloa and then Tama Tonga.
Yeah, he was like the best one out of all of them.
Yeah, totally what I was thinking also. So we got that. That's what happened. And then we'll see those two later. On my list here. So Tiffany, easy Mike Tyson. Tiffany Stratton retained her WWE Women's Championship by disqualification. There was interference by Candice, which I don't understand why that happened, because obviously, like, now Nia doesn't win the title, even though she wins the match. So why wouldn't Nia be pissed about Candice interfering and costing her the title? But I don't know, make it make sense. So anyways, Nia and Candice beat down Tiffany, and then as Tiffany's laying there in pain in the middle of the ring, writhing in pain, who else comes out but Charlotte Flair?
What? Say it again.
Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
Why did you make me say it again?
I don't know.
Oh.
The wine's getting to him.
Mm.
You gotta say her name. Put some respect on her name.
No, I don't want to. I'm so sick of Charlotte Flair already, and she's only been in one match since she's been back. So nobody wanted her to win Royal Rumble. I'm not excited about her being back at all and being in the title picture right away. I think it makes no sense. Not a fan. I don't think most people are either, to be honest. But
that's a certain someone's kind of move. Man, that should not be named.
That's right.
Who would you have wanted to win?
You need to eat your mic shorts.
Who would you have wanted to win?
Roxanne. The one who got second place in that match. I mean, that would have been very strong.
Alexa Bliss, by far.
What? Tanner.
Jesus. Say it out loud.
So.
Say it.
Yeah, say it. I can't read it.
All I'm saying is I don't want to see Charlotte Flair. And
he said nobody else wants to. Yikes.
Charlotte has changed a bit. Anyways. Charlotte Flair comes out. And she chooses Tiffany Stratton as her opponent at WrestleMania, and that makes the most sense. And I'm okay with that. There's no way Tiffany can lose this match. Right?
She's going to, though.
Mm-mm.
Because then what? Then what do they do with her? With Tiffany?
How many title defenses has she had?
Well, she had Nia Jax on SmackDown.
And I think that's it.
I got to look it up now.
And then it's going to be Charlotte Flair, and that's the other one.
Mm.
No way she loses. No way. They have to.
Nope. She defended against Bailey also.
Regardless, it's under five. It's under three.
Wait, no, she didn't. Hold on a second.
We'll just
Yep. She has successfully defended twice. And I think for the world champion, that's a fair amount of title defenses.
She's had it for about 2 months, roughly.
Yeah.
Is it 2 months? Holy crap, that went fast.
Where did she win it again? It was SmackDown.
Yeah.
When she cashed in. I don't remember when it was. It was either the first or second episode of the new year, I want to say.
I think you're right.
Or not. It was either that or just a little before that after they switched to USA Network.
I think it was the night before Saturday Night Main Event.
Okay. So, Logan says, Tiffany winning is the only way they can justify Charlotte winning the Rumble. I agree. I don't think it makes sense to have Charlotte come back and look like this super force. Like they always do.
Yeah. Because I'll get into it when we talk about Raw, but I have a theory on those things.
You see it as the Rumble winner passing the torch type deal? Even though she's losing?
Not so much. And I think, I don't know. I can see it ending in Tiffany winning and then Charlotte like shaking her hand or whatever afterwards, potentially.
Well, the last WrestleMania that Charlotte was in, she lost to Rhea Ripley. Right? Then she had her surgery.
That sounds right.
So, losing two WrestleManias in a row, well, within like a 3-4 year stretch.
But she's giving credibility to Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
Which I think, I mean, Tiffany's great, but I think she needs that right now too.
They both do a moonsault. Yeah. That's all I know.
Tiffany needs to have one really strong title defense to kind of solidify her reign and then kind of carry on from there. So,
it's also Tiffany coming up from being Nia's little like lackey doesn't really help. So
that's true. So, I mean, I'm looking forward. I mean, for the WrestleMania matches we have right now, that's probably one I'm looking forward to the most, even though I didn't think Charlotte should have won the Rumble, but, I'm good with this as a Mania match. So, anyways, not too long after, we see Nick Aldis backstage needing to replace his TV remote batteries, apparently. I don't know if you noticed that. But so he shows a video to Bianca and Naomi of Liv and Raquel walking around the area where Jade was attacked. So, of course, Bianca and Naomi obviously it was Liv and Raquel that attacked Jade, so we're going to go confront them on Raw, which they did, and we'll get into that later. But so what do you think of this new development in the who attacked Jade Cargill case?
There's more to it. It's not face value what we're seeing.
I agree 100%.
Do you think they actually did it? Or they're just a convenient thing that they're just walking into the arena.
That could be it. Just because maybe they didn't do it doesn't mean they didn't have something to do with it either. Like, is there somebody else maybe that did it while they were looking on and they coordinated it, or it's somebody they're maybe bringing on with them? Because Balor has been like, no new members to the Judgment Day, no new members to the Judgment Day. What if they had this, you know, supposed new member that we don't know who it is yet that is actually the one that did the attack or something like that?
Yep.
That's just one thought I have.
Right. Trav, you're a little blurry right now.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
That's a good way to think about it, though. I haven't even thought about that because they've been teasing this whole no new members, no new members. Mm-hmm. It's like when they do that sort of stuff, it's like it came out of nowhere. So yep. They're not just saying it to say it. We're going to see some new members.
So we're thinking a new female member.
No, I think it's a male. I really think it's going to be a male. Because
are you saying a male beat up Jade?
Oh, I've true. Well, what the heck? How many freaking females are we going to have in the judgment?
I mean, what do they got? They got JD, Carlito, Dominic, and Finn right now. So you got.
When have you ever seen three females? In-
yeah, I did not hear a single word you just said.
When are you ever going to see three females in a faction?
I mean, it's 2025. Anything can happen.
I see. Who do you think? You think it's someone from, like, from NXT? You think it's someone from Raw, SmackDown?
I'm thinking, like, who's hurt right now?
Mm.
Or, you know, just taking time off.
Right. Other than Jade.
Well, there's Asuka. But I doubt she would team up with Liv and Raquel.
Right.
Becky Lynch, Kyrie. I highly doubt that.
Ooh. You don't know. It's a good one, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm confused by it.
You think she's having another baby?
Becky?
Yeah.
No, I think they're just trying to work it, like, the perfect timing.
So WrestleMania.
Yeah, she's going to cost someone the championship. Or she'll come back and win a fucking mid-card belt.
No. Can't do that.
Trav's over here about ready to pull his hair out.
You're probably right, though. She probably will. They'll do the whole thing. Remember when she did that with... And then Bianca?
Could not hear you.
Jeez, I need to eat this thing. Are they going to do the same thing with Carmella and Bianca when she... Right? Wasn't it like the WrestleMania or something, or Survivor Series or something?
I mean, wouldn't be the worst idea.
They're just going to toss someone out and have her beat someone. Like,
yeah, why not?
It's fine. Patent stats. But I don't know. How many weeks has it been since Jade...
It's gotta be about 3 months now.
Yeah.
Trav says longer.
Longer than 3 months? Holy crap.
Is she actually hurt, though?
Gotta be. There's no reason for her to be off TV for 3 months. Unless she had other obligations. I guess I'm not speculating, but I'm speculating.
She had a baby in 3 months. That's how fast she can do it. Straight up. I looked it up.
Maybe. She's just built different.
Exactly.
So, the Priest versus Strowman and Fatu match, did you watch that at all?
Yes, I did.
What were your thoughts? Do you think the right person won?
I didn't think Priest was going to win.
No.
But I also have seen the feud with Strowman and Fatu, so I'm like, okay, this can go down another road too. But I was really hoping for Fatu.
Same. I think
him doing a fucking moonsault off the top of a cell.
Dude, Jacob Fatu has like the highest ceiling, I think, out of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are just scratching the surface with him. He needs to get out of the bloodline, as hard as it is to say that. But
I would say they're probably going to like give him a push, but then he's going to go back down to like the whole like tag team, unless is it Tamatanga and
yeah.
The other one comes back from injury.
Tongaloa.
Yeah. It's so hard to keep up with all of them.
The Tongans.
Sure. Those guys.
I don't know. I think they missed out. I know that they want to push Priest to the moon, but I really think they missed out on pushing Fatu.
Mm-hmm.
I really, and I don't know if it's just like a personal thought that just like, I just want him to do whatever. Dude, he is so good on the mic too.
Well, if they're pushing Jay right now, do you see them pushing another bloodline member at the same time.
And see, they don't even need to push him. Holy crap, we should go back. Logan. He said, did they take the titles from Liv and Raquel?
They took them from
Bianca and Jade.
Wasn't it Damage Control?
It might have been Damage Control. I think you're right. I don't think Liv and Raquel had the titles. Didn't they have the titles when Liv got hurt? Remember when that whole Rhea Ripley feud?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, he said Damage Control. I heard Jade and Bianca don't really get along. So maybe they're planning on splitting because of that. I don't know. Hey, that'd be fine. I think they need to stop putting the people in the factions and tag teams that are the same ethnicity, same color. If they're going to put them in a tag team, put the two best people together and let them cook or something. Yeah. I don't know. But I guess back to Jay and Jacob. I feel like Jacob Fatu would push that chamber match so well.
Mm-hmm.
Trav, you got a sweet arm, dude. I can see your arm.
He's not having a good time.
No, he's probably pissed. Oh, it's gone. But yeah, you'd like imagine him doing. I'm pretty sure you said it. But imagine him doing a moonsault assault off the chamber.
Yep. It doesn't top the F5 off the top of the chamber. I didn't say it.
SmackDown, shut your mouth.
No, it was Here Comes the Pain.
Or Here Comes the Pain, I mean. Is that your favorite all-time game?
Yeah, dude. I whooped your ass in that all the time.
That's because you were that guy.
I was always that guy.
You were that guy.
You're either HBK or Triple H, I believe.
And Jeff Hardy, dude.
That's why you lost every time.
Dude, he swanton bombs off of everything. What are you talking about? He was a daredevil. Oh my gosh, Kitty. So back to it. Solo attempts to help Fatu. Cody comes out to even everything out. Solo spikes Tama on accident, which Fatu is distracted by, and somehow Priest ends up winning. I think you probably like thinking about, you know, everything, you know, Strowman and Fatu's little spiel. You kind of think like, yeah, Priest probably should have won that, yep. You know, just thinking about it. So I don't know. I think they're pushing Priest too hard. I'm not really a big fan on it.
So where do you think? Oh, no. Who do you think's going to win?
That chamber match?
Yeah.
Trav, you got some cute feet, dude. Who is it? Seth?
Paul.
Priest. Paul. Punk. John Cena.
Drew.
Who's the sixth one? Drew. I think I'm still going to push John Cena. I think it's the smartest thing to do. I think you get him that match, get everybody going. You promote the freaking absolute moon out of that. And then, but it just doesn't align with Cody. So I don't know. What do you think?
I don't really know. Like I want them all to win, but it's like Cena just seems like the right one. So even if he loses at Mania to Cody, it's more of a, you know, passing the torch type deal.
Yeah, I see that. No, nothing more than that. I think he just kind of walks it off into the sunset and then comes back at another major PLE, and that's...
You just got out.
And me?
Yeah.
Jeez, what the hell's going on with this guy? No, I think John Cena just walks it out into the sunset and then comes back in a major PLE. So, I don't know. I think I'm gonna align. I'm aligned with John Cena winning that. Even though I know Trav's gonna back CM Punk the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch all of SmackDown?
Clips of it.
Yeah. I think really the last couple segments and matches were probably the best part of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Had little bits and pieces, but it was pretty good. It's still been pretty good. A little stagnant in the beginning and more in the middle. But the ending is always pretty much. But, Raw? Are you always keeping up to date with that Netflix?
Me? Heck yeah.
Yeah. You gotta. When you got Netflix in your freaking palm of your hand.
Get that everywhere these days. Pretty much Raw starts out with Sammy comes out and talks about the KO attack on him and challenges him at Elimination Chamber.
That was wild. Did not expect that.
Well, I've seen it coming after that beatdown.
I did not.
You didn't see that coming after the beatdown?
I thought it was going to come out into Mania. I didn't think it was going to be...
I mean, they could bring it to Mania too, even though they've already fought at Mania.
The same situation and scenario, right?
Yeah. The whole, you know, you're supposed to be my friend, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. What is this, like the fourth time they've done this?
Third.
Well, they did it in NXT, too. Yep. Are you counting that one?
Well, I don't think that turned into a Mania match.
Well, no, but, I don't know. Maybe. Logan thinks that Drew's going to take the Elimination Chamber. What do you think?
Drew versus Cody at WrestleMania.
They did have their little spat.
I mean, after last year's WrestleMania performance by Drew, just give it to him. He's earned it. All five seconds of it.
Oh, God. Don't do that to him again. I don't think I can handle... That was so bad, I couldn't watch it.
Too busy tweeting at work.
I forgot about all that. Ugh. I don't know. I see... Who do you see comes out of this, Sammy, Kevin Owens? I don't think I see anything other than Kevin doing something super destructive and super... fucked up.
Honestly, since it's in, you know, Montreal, right?
It's in Toronto.
Toronto. Double disqualification or count out.
It's unsanctioned, so it doesn't matter.
They should just make it a last man standing match then.
True. But they want to take it off the books, and so it doesn't count towards our record.
I got Sammy.
Doesn't matter. You think so?
Yep.
I don't. Okay. We'll be opposed on that one.
Maybe a Randy Orton appearance.
Ooh, that would be the only way I think Sammy. I don't see Sammy winning straight.
Well, what's your definition of a unsanctioned match?
They can literally fight anywhere they want. It's basically like the old time, like hardcore matches where they can just get falls count anywhere.
Yep.
Use anything that they want.
They go everywhere, and then either way, they still finish in the ring.
Exactly. That's what it is nowadays.
Or they could end up like a hockey stadium.
Yeah. Did they do that? No.
No.
Didn't Randy and Kevin do that with like a golf cart?
That was Kevin and Roman at WrestleMania.
Was it?
Like 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Or it was Kevin. I swear it was Kevin and Randy, but
Oh, you're talking about when Kevin and Randy jumped on the golf cart and took off.
Golf cart. Yeah. Logan thinks, he says, I just think Punk and Cena are too obvious as potential winners. He says, I don't think Priest, Paul, or Rollins win.
Paul's definitely not winning. Priest isn't winning.
No. Who's the sixth one? Drew. Oh, yeah. Duh. Because he said Drew. I don't know. I think the most obvious answer might do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely differing on the Sammy versus Kevin. But do you think that goes all the way to Mania? Or do you think that gets kind of like messed up a little, like messed with a little bit?
I say Randy gets in the mix and it's a Randy KO at Mania. Mm-hmm.
With like Sammy as a special guest referee or something. I don't know.
Handicap match, 2-on-1.
Who knows? Next, AJ Styles comes out. Goes against Dom Mysterio.
Hair versus hair.
Ooh, mustache versus hair. It was a decent match. Pretty cool. I don't think I've ever seen that finish. Someone tries to do... Was Dom trying to do... It became like a pop-up powerbomb into a... Right?
I think so.
Styles clash. Pretty sweet. Styles beat him pretty well. And then Bron Breakker comes out. Like, brother, what's going on? Why are you so pissed?
He's always pissed.
I know, it's like he's roid raged all the time.
Mad dog.
Tries to spear him. AJ Styles, the elusive, 45-year-old as he is, gets out of the way and lets him spear Dom.
Dom takes one hell of a lick.
Probably just as bad as I show speeds.
That was fucking...
I really want him to be honest on one of his streams and like tell him or tell everybody like how bad it was. Cause it looked bad.
I think he didn't turn quick enough. So he.
You're right.
I want to know how he like messed up his leg that bad.
I think it's when they tossed, when Otis the announce table.
Gotcha.
I think that's what it was. Cause that was hilarious. Those are some nice keys, Trev. Breakker gets pissed and then gets out of the ring and then rips his shirt off and throws it at Styles. And Styles did the Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Hilarious. I just wish he would have did the Roman Reigns where he winked at him and did the kiss. That would have been way better. But yeah, that was unexpected. I just think that's going to go to either the chamber or that's going to maybe manifest into a Mania. I'm not. But yeah, I don't know.
We're and back, then it moved boys. Over to Sorry.
Ooh, hey, no, you're good. Welcome back. We're just talking about Raw.
Fuck.
We're just talking about you,
George. You want to adjust that a little bit? Yeah, the old cam skis there. So swing it my way a tad bit. Did you say you're grabbing another beer ski while you're at it? Yeah. Atta girl. All right. Anyways.
Logan really wants Drew. He wants Braun and Fatu. And that would be absolutely levels.
I agree. Yeah, sorry.
Great hands too.
You know, we're getting back in the swing of things, and everything is going to be perfect eventually. But we're still working on it, and sometimes you don't see stuff until we get to this point. So, anyways, yeah. So with that, where are we at now?
We're on Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai versus Ivy Nile. why is Dakota Kai getting another chance? Like, just even in...
Yeah, but she's earning her opportunity for it, right? Like, I'm excited to see her and Lyra do another IC title match. I don't think it makes sense to have her lose, though. I think they... Because, great, you have Dakota lose this match twice now for what? You know?
Right. But just, isn't there other people on, or other women on SmackDown or on Raw that can, I don't know, give Lyra a couple more wins before he does that? I just think that it's too rushed.
I don't know about rushed, but I definitely feel like they should have been having a stronger IC title program for the women, because how many defenses has she had?
Like one.
And yeah.
It was Dakota Kai.
Didn't she beat Dakota Kai originally for the title? I think she did.
She did. And then I don't think she's even defended it then.
Let's look it up. Lyra. Valkyria title defenses. Well, Bayley beat Lyra to get into Elimination Chamber. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Chelsea and Lyra both lose their Elimination Chamber qualifying matches, and they're the mid-card champions?
Correct.
So what are we doing right now? I think they're doing an okay job with Chelsea. What the hell are we doing with Lyra? Raw can be as long as they want right now. Now you have a 2.5-hour show, and you've done nothing with the Women's Intercontinental Championship. And that's been people's concern with these women's mid-card titles, is that what are we doing with them? Just like the Women's Tag Team Championships, what are we doing with them? Doing shit. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
I mean, it's the same as the men's mid-card. They're not putting enough effort in the men's and women's mid-card.
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
Bron Breakker, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he only has one, if that, one title defense in that Intercontinental title back. Shinsuke hasn't even been on the TV since this last Friday.
Besides the time that he was like behind the scenes when there's like...
Sure.
Yeah, he's been lurking in the background. I don't mind Shinsuke so much, and he has a strong character right now. They're not doing nothing with him. But I mean,
like,
and they're building things up right now for Mania, you know, with LA Knight and Miz and everything that's going on with that. But
I don't know.
Who has the men's US title right now? Shinsuke.
It's Shinsuke.
Yeah.
And then, Braun's got the other one.
The IC. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's that. Hopefully they can pick up the women's mid card, especially on the Raw side, strengthen that up. I mean, if you compare it to the NXT women's mid card right now, on fire. You got Stephanie, who just won the Women's North American Championship. You got Julia that has the main championship and a lot of great women underneath of them. The strongest women's division right now in wrestling by far.
Yes. Yes.
So once we get through that, Gunther comes out of the crowd. I'm going to be like Jey Uso. I'm going to yeet with everybody. I'm going to see what this is like. And this is a very simple minded thing for simple minded people with a simple motion. And then he comes over and he starts talking to Michael Cole and Pat McAfee and talking shit to them. Who do you guys? They're like, do you think Jey has a chance to beat me? And of course, Pat gets on the mic and says, yeet, or, you know, whatever, as he does. Jey comes out for the beatdown, and we have a long time from now to Mania. Like, what are we going to do with these guys to put more heat into this match other than just to come out and beat each other up?
Gunther's going to attack his brother.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
And then he attacks
But Jimmy's on, I know it doesn't matter as much these days, but Jimmy's on SmackDown. So I think they really gotta, I don't know. But I like that idea a lot. Put some more heat behind Gunther. Because they're not gonna put, Jay's not gonna lose this match. He's just not. Not right now, I don't think.
No, and that's part of my theory is Charlotte's gonna lose, which means Jay's gonna win.
I don't know about that.
So we got Jay taking the Intercontinental off Gunther, and where he's gonna take the World Heavyweight title off him too.
No, he didn't take it off Gunther, did he?
Oh no, Sammy. Shit, my bad.
Sammy did. But yeah, that would be wild. That'd be long-term storytelling, dude.
Ooh, I love me some long-term storytelling.
I'll read you a story.
Tell it to me long.
Tell me a story right now.
Cody, finish his story.
It's a great story. Fucking love it.
Roxanne versus Raquel.
Yeah, we had Roxanne versus Raquel Rodriguez. Elimination Chamber qualifying match. I believe this was the last one for the women.
Yes.
So Roxanne wins. Essentially, Bianca, Naomi come out. They confront Liv Morgan for the Jade attack. Roxanne capitalizes on the distraction, pins Raquel Rodriguez. Roxanne, who I believe is technically not on the main roster, so to speak, yet, is going to be in Elimination Chamber. What a great way to introduce her to the main roster. She got second in Royal Rumble, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
And she earns her way into the chamber, and I'm sure she's going to have a super strong showing. Roxanne just recently lost the NXT Women's title to Julia, I believe. Mm-hmm. So she's on fire right now, and what a great way to get her started on the main roster, I think.
It's kind of like a Kevin Owens thing, where it was like she's still technically part of the NXT brand, but they're going to ride it out until they go, no, she's finally on the roster. Been doing.
Exactly.
But Kevin had a title, so that was a little different.
So outside of that, Women's Chamber is set. We'll talk Elimination Chamber here soon. And then outside of that, we had Seth defeating Finn Balor for the last Elimination Chamber spot on the men's side of things. No funny business here, really. Everything was pretty clean cut. Good win for Seth that he probably needed. I wish Balor would have gotten it because it looked to me like they were kind of giving Seth a direction for Mania already. So I think Balor needed the win. Judgment Day is looking weak. Balor's been looking weak. All in all, I think Balor should have been in the chamber, had a very strong showing. And like I said, and he could have won because of funny business, right? You could have had Carlito come out, help him win. And because, like I said, Seth has already got a direction with Roman and or Punk for Mania. So why are we putting him in the chamber? Because now what do we do with Finn?
What if Roman would have came out and distracted him?
Roman's going to cost them both at the Elimination Chamber.
True. But what if it was just his music?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have even needed to come. It would have been Paul Heyman plays his music. You could have just done, boom, Paul Heyman at the little desk, played his music, and then boom.
You could have had Paul Heyman, you know, ladies and gentlemen, and then just cut a promo, and all the while Seth's getting his ass beat and loses. I mean, I think that would have worked really well, and you know, you get people excited because, oh, Roman, well, you know, Roman's coming back at some point here. I don't know. So anyways, our Elimination Chamber is set. So with that, let's go ahead and talk about what we know about Elimination Chamber so far. Elimination Chamber isn't for almost 2 weeks, but the card is shaping up. So we have our
first.
Yep. So a week from this Saturday. So we've got the Men's Elimination Chamber match. We've got John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, and Seth Rollins. Who?
Who? John Cena.
Oh. Okay. We got, so early prediction, we got John Cena for George. How about you, Shorts?
Same.
CM Punk.
I want to pick Punk, but I can't. I don't feel like I can. No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say Punk.
Why? Why can't you say Punk?
Well, because I don't want to be the same as you two right now, but also like, it also makes sense.
What does
sense.
That mean?
It also makes
yeah,
sense.
What does for, that mean?
I don't want to make the same pick you guys are right now. I want to be different.
We're not.
Until
we're
the day picking, of.
We're picking John Cena. You're picking Punk. What's
yeah, what I'm mean? Trying to pick something different.
Hmm. I pick Damian Priest.
Okay, be realistic here.
I'm not.
Come on.
It's going to be Cena. You'll never see him
Cena's,
coming.
Cena's not the only... Do I feel like they're probably going to go with Cena? Yes. Do I think it makes the most sense? No. I don't think we need Cena in a big title match at Mania. I think we need to give Cena some more credibility than just one match.
What? He's got his entire career. What are you talking about?
Come on. When was the last time you won a match? Don't answer that. I'll look it up for you.
Who cares? He's got a bald spot.
Last time John Cena... won a match. April 2018.
Okay.
He hasn't won a match in 6 years in WWE. Why?
Look how many matches he's had.
Why? What is his credibility to be an actual threat right now for the title?
Tell me how many matches he's had since then. God, how many matches has he had since 2018? Maybe two or three. Not enough credibility to be like,
no, because he faced Roman, got a shit rock by Solo,
and then he did like a then Undertaker.
He's been
one.
In 28 matches since 2018.
He's 0-28. No,
yep, 0-28 since 2018 when he last won a match.
We need to
so
need
tell
to
me,
factor.
Tell me again why he doesn't need any wins first.
Until I fact check it.
Oh, come on. I just fact-checked it. What more
on
do you want
Wikipedia?
From me?
On Wikipedia?
I don't know. That's what AI said. But it gives me Cage Match, which is a very credible source. As
They're
one
pretty
of its,
good.
One of its polls. So I think that, I mean, Cage Match is good enough for me, honestly.
Okay, that's so, fine. I don't know. This is wild. 28 matches. He's owned 28 in 6 years.
It's wild, isn't it? So, okay.
It's Punk. I change. It's Punk.
All right. No.
I'll be the oddball out.
No, it's a realistic pick now, though. You know how many times I've had those promos together?
I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to see Punk and Cody go one-on-one.
Yes. Where are you going with that?
Maybe I'm about to change my answer.
So we're all going Punk?
I'll let you know game day.
AI might be leading me astray. Well, no, maybe not. Because I don't understand. Because it says in 2020 he had a match. No, see, he lost. It says in 2021 he had 16 matches and 15 wins. It's using non-televised statistics also, though, to be fair.
Like I said, when I fact check and we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll figure this out later. Anyways, for now, I will say... What are they probably going to do? Cena. What makes the most sense? Punk. In my mind.
I suppose.
I hate that Logan Paul's in this match, but I hate that Logan Paul's in WWE at all because he's a trash person.
He went to Japan one time.
Oh my God, I was waiting for it.
Isn't that enough for you?
He still has the hat.
Anyways. So that's where we're at on men's. On the women's Elimination Chamber match. And whoever wins this would go on to face...
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. Thank you. For some reason, I forgot her name for a hot second there. So, we got Liv Morgan, Alexa Bliss, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Naomi, and Roxanne Perez. Boys, who's winning the Women's Elimination Chamber match? Early predictions and go.
Oh, George, you're not going to win it?
I'm thinking here.
I don't think they give it to Roxanne because it's just too new.
Sure.
I think it's between Liv Morgan, Bianca, and Alexa.
She's already had such a long feud with Liv Morgan.
Yeah,
I know, but
I agree. It's not that it can't still be good, but we've seen it enough.
And Alexa Bliss, they're hinting towards the Wyatt Six on SmackDown right now.
Yeah, for that reason, I agree. I don't think it's Alexa for that reason.
And then you got the tag team partners.
Which is, that is going to be ending very soon. Has to.
I'm going to say Bayley. I'm going Bayley. Because her and Rhea had that moment on Raw when Nia Jax came out and Bayley was in the stands because they were in San Fran.
Sure.
I'm going Bayley.
I don't think it's Bayley. I don't think she has enough heat behind her right now. It could be Bayley. I definitely don't think it'll be Naomi for the reason I just said. Bayley, I can see. I think you got to put Rhea up against a strong heel, though. But like I said, there's a long time between now and then. Somebody can turn.
I think it's Bianca. I think they're going to somehow, this Jade thing's going to happen. They're going to lose the titles.
Oh my God, this just hit me. Bianca attacked Jade. Boom. And we're going to see Bianca and Rhea Mania.
Boom.
Oh my God.
What if we see Jade, though, do something to
Naomi,
or just to something in the elimination chamber?
Man,
I don't know. That'd be sweet, though.
Oh, I really want to see a heel Bianca. I really do.
More flashy than she already is. Hell yeah.
Or I mean, a lot less. I think she could pull it off well. I think she could pull it off really well, to be honest.
Logan thinks it was lit, or that he thinks. And he says, that just hit you?
What just hit me?
The Bianca thing.
I mean, I guess it's crossed my mind, but like at the same time, Bianca has been such a squeaky, clean baby face, like to the point that it didn't cross my mind. Why are you not wearing your shirt that we just got you?
Why would I change right now? I'm fucking cold.
We want to see those titties.
I want to see the, show us your titties. Yes. Uh-huh. I didn't even notice this whole time he hasn't put the shirt on.
Oh, I knew. I knew he wasn't going to do it.
Well, I thought he cared, but I guess he doesn't. It's fine.
Yeah.
If you don't fucking do it now, you're negative 15 right now.
Not in my basement.
I'm cold. You want to feel my hands?
No.
Come here.
Don't touch me.
Come here. Stay
cold. Don't touch me.
You're sick.
Well, that's what we're looking at for the Women's Elimination Chamber. And then the only other match that we know, well, it's not a match.
Unsanctioned.
It's unsanctioned. It is a fight between, which I've been saying for a long time, there are a lot of feuds where let's do an unsanctioned match because they say it'll be too dangerous. Like I thought they were going to do something unsanctioned for Punk and Drew, and that never happened. So
that would have been way better.
So, we're getting Owens and Sami Zayn, as you guys were talking about earlier, in an unsanctioned match. This thing is going to be, I predict this might be the match of the night. But it's not a match, officially. I think it really could be. It's Canada. This is going to be the hottest match of the night because of the crowd and because of them being in Canada.
How many hockey sticks do you think that they're going to break or bring out?
A lot.
Why's it got to be hockey sticks?
It's in Canada. They are so shtick.
We literally talked about this when you were like fucking about ready to blow a gasket.
Oh my God. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I think if they want to make this an unsanctioned match, like I think you need to make it similar to like how AEW has done lights out matches. Like you take away a lot of the production lighting and the like turn the screens off and no music, no entrance, which I think would be really cool for Sammy because they're just going to sing his song.
True. I'm going back to the Canadian shtick. Who do you think wears a hockey jersey?
Kevin.
I think Kevin. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Kevin does?
No. If Kevin did, it would be a U.S. jersey.
Oh.
Unless they both wear one.
And I feel like that might be a little bit of a hot topic right now, maybe to the extent that maybe they should stay away from it. The political stuff, because that's what that would be.
Right.
But Yeah. Toronto is
Maple Leafs.
Okay. Sammy's going to come out wearing a Maple Leafs jersey, no doubt. Yeah. But I think that's going to be a hell of a fight. I'm glad they're not dragging that out till Mania, just because we've seen, you know, we've seen Sammy and Kevin before a couple times.
Three times at least.
So I want to see it again. I definitely don't need to, but I like the story behind this one particularly.
Right.
So.
Right.
Do you think Randy's going to interfere?
Never crossed my mind. I think that's very possible. I think it'd be a great time to bring Randy back.
It's unsanctioned.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your eye?
I'm allergic to my cat.
Dude. A bloodshot?
Speaking of, Cheeto's about to pull that title belt off the table.
Oh, boy.
He's messing around under the table there.
Little rat, actually.
Let everybody know I rescued my cat and I'm allergic to her, so it's okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I want to battle through it. It's okay.
So that's where we're at right now, boys. That's the Elimination Chamber. This is our first episode back, other than our camera issues. I guess, did we have anything else to touch on real quick here?
I'm good.
All right, we're good.
Nope, I'm just glad to be back.
Yeah, next week, Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on.
February 25th.
Von Vicious.
That's right. One more reminder here, as you can all see right here on the screen, next week right here on YouTube, live streaming, we're going to be talking to the man, the absolute man. This guy's awesome. He does Twitch live streams a couple times a week. Perry Von Vicious, the human monster truck. This guy absolutely rules. So I'm looking forward to talking to Perry Von Vicious here, talking about wrestling, talking about monster trucks, and how he came up with the human monster truck gimmick as a whole. Very excited to do our first interview and talk to wrestle the first time, boys. What do you think about getting to talk to Perry Von Vicious?
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
Hell yeah. All right. Looking forward to that. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have this episode available tomorrow on your favorite podcasting platforms, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So make sure to subscribe. Look us up on there, Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Look us up. Give us ratings, reviews, all that stuff. And of course, you can find us on X, as you can see here, and Facebook, Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. We really appreciate everybody tuning in here. We've had some viewers today, boys. We've had a few views today, so that's really cool to see.
A couple.
Yeah, so sorry for the hiatus. Thanks for the oh my God. Somebody else say something.
Hiatus. It's a hiatus.
There you go.
Yeah, sorry for the hiatus here, but we're coming back, and we're going to just get through the couple little bugs we have left here. And
Ladybugs.
These freaking Asian beetles, man. No matter how cold it is out, they just don't die. I don't understand. So yeah, check us out on the socials on the screen here. X and Facebook. Apple and Spotify. And right here on YouTube, do not forget to click subscribe and click on that notification bell so that you know when we go live and when we upload any other content. There's more content coming than just these live streams. We're very excited. So thanks again for everybody checking us out. We're going to be back here next week one more time. Perry Von Vicious will be joining us in our first ever interview right here on Unprofessional Wrestling. Boys, we'll give her the old salute skis. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I love you.